We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis Amar Rav Yehuda. We learned until now about if the Esrog is Huxel Mitzvasai, if the Sukkah is Huxel Mitzvasai, and even what's the Geish Shmini Atzeres. I just spoke out yesterday that even the Man Yama holds that when it's Shmini Atzeres is in Chutz Laaretz, it's a Sofik Shvi, Sofik Shmini, the reason why it's Aser is not because you have to shake a lulav esrog on Shmini Atzeres. The reason is because since you have to sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, like we see in the Gemara, there were guys also that the esrog should be Aser in order to strengthen the gzeira of the halacha of sitting in the Sukkah. That's the Ran. I spoke it out from Tosfos yesterday. It's really the Ran says it more. Baricha says it very clear. The Ran in the back. Now let's see about Sukkah, about sitting in Sukkah, the bracha, and all those halachas. Om Rav Yehuda Berei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas B'Shmei Derav. Shmini Sofik Shvi. Shmini Atzeres, which is a Sofik Shvi, which means Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. The halacha is Shvi'i L'Sukkah V'Shmini L'Bracha. That regarding Sukkah, it's Shvi L'Sukkah, which means you don't make a bracha of Leishav HaSukkah. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what it means, but that's what it means. Shvi L'Sukkah V'Shmini L'Bracha. And but Legeia, the halachas of how to say what to call the yontif in Shemini Esrei, they say Yom Shemini Yechag Atzeres Hazeh. That's Shemini. So it has din Shemini Atzeres for calling it Shemini Atzeres in the davening. But L'Sukkah, for Sukkah, it's still called a Shana Rabba. You have to sit in the Sukkah. So Shvi L'Sukkah means like this: you have to sit in the Sukkah. But on the other hand, Legabi Bracha of davening, it's Shemini Atzeres. Rabbi Yechon Amar Shemini L'Zev L'Zev. It's considered Shmini Atzeres, Sai for Sukkah, and Sai for Bracha. What does that mean exactly? So Zok to Gemara, like this. Mesev Kuli Amaloi Pligi Di Asvinan. Everyone agrees you sit in the Sukkah. That's not a Machloikis. Ki Pligi, the Machloikis is Levruche, to make a Bracha of Leisha Vasukkah. Lemandi Amashvi Lesukkah, Bruchi Nami Varchina. Lefidamandi Amos says that Shvi L'Sukkah, which means it has a din of 7th days, din of Hashana Rabbah. Shmini Atzeres is a din of Shvi L'Sukkah, means not only do you sit in the Sukkah, you make a bracha in the Sukkah. Right? When I spoke out tomorrow, I didn't speak it out this way. But when Shvi L'Sukkah means when you sit in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres is a din of Sukkah Mamash, you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. So again, let's read the words again. According to the first Mandiyama, it says Shvi'i L'Sukkah, Shmini L'Bracha, means like this. Shvi'i L'Sukkah, it has a din of, Shmini Atzeres itself, has a din of Shana Rabba L'Gabe Sukkah, which means all dinei Sukkah. You sit in the Sukkah, you make a Bracha L'Shva Sukkah. But Shmini L'Bracha means, in davening, you still mention Shmini Atzeres. The other Mandiyama says, Shmini L'Zev L'Zev means, you sit in the Sukkah, Sai, you sit in the Sukkah, but you don't make a L'Shva Sukkah. So it has din Shmini Atzeres regarding the Bracha of Sukkah as well. Shmini L'Zev L'Zev, Bruchi L'Mrechi, don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha L'Yeshiv HaSukkah. Om Rav Yosef says, Nekoit Rav Yechonah B'Yadecha. You should listen to Rav Yechonah, who says, Shmini L'Zev L'Zev, which means you don't make a bracha. You should listen to Rav Yechonah. Why? The Rav Huna Bar-Bizdom, Chol Gdoili Adar, Rav Huna Bar-Bizdom, all the Gdoili Adar, Iklu B'Sukkah B'Shmini, they landed up in Chutz Laaretz in a Sukkah on the Shmini Safak Shvi, on Shmini Atzeres Chutz Laaretz, which is Safak Shvi, and Mesev Ava Yasve, Bruchi L'Mrechi. They sat in the Sukkah. They didn't make a bracha. They didn't make a bracha of Leishav HaSukkah. So you see, like Rabbi Yechonon, that you sit in the Sukkah, but you don't make a bracha of Leishav HaSukkah. Right? What's the raya? Udumo Svirlu Kamadi Yoma, Kivin Shebirech Yom Tavrishoin, Shuvein Yom Avarech. Maybe they hold, like the Mandi Omar, who holds, like we had before, that make a bracha of beginning of Sukkahs, Leishav HaSukkah. You don't make a bracha anymore. So maybe that's why they make a Leishav HaSukkah, because they made the first day of Sukkahs. So the Gemara, Gemiri, we knew by Kabbalah that the Ma'afar also, they came from the pasturing the animals. The Rashi and Tosfos repel the Gazach that he says Lamati Rabbi says Shehin Bo Mina Efer Shabahemisayim Royas Sham Lo Yeshvu B'Sukkah Koy Me'echad. They hadn't sat in the Sukkah the whole entire Yontif. It's the first time sitting in the Sukkah. And if they held, he made a bracha. They would have made a bracha later by Sukkah. Now that's a Rashi and Tosfos learn. And the Achrein already Ma'afliyah. What do you mean? They didn't sit in the Sukkah the whole week. So Echlam, you're right that the whole Chidrachim apostle a potter from Sukkah. But first of all, the first night is a din. You have to eat in the Sukkah. So they didn't eat in Sukkah the whole week. And therefore, they try to say different pshatim. Some say we're talking about Shah Sakana. And therefore, if they had a hetter, they used the hetter. But upon them, that's an aura on the Sukkah. But Negea us, Rav Yosef is saying in Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan that you sit in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha, and the raya was from these G'dayli Adar. Ike de Amri, a different shan machloikis, the two on the other, one says Shvi le sukkah, and one says it's Shmini le sukkah. What does that mean? Ike de Amri, bruchi kulam le pligi le Rav Yochanan. Everyone agrees you don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. I'll explain why in a second. Ki pligi le mesiv. The whole machloikis is sitting in the sukkah. Lamadi ama Shvi le sukkah, mesiv esvini, sit in the sukkah. Don't sit in a sukkah either. Rav Yosef says, listen to Rav Yechron, the who says over here that you sit in this says, which means you don't sit in the sukkah, according to this version of Ikadamri. The Mardash Mait Savani Rav Huda Breda Rav Shmuel Rav Shilas. The Mar the Shmaitza is Rav Huda Breda Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, and he holds that you don't sit in the sukkah on Shvi. But the Ma'aseh v'Hilchasa Halacha the Ma'aseh is Ma'aseh Yasvinon. You sit in the sukkah, Bruchi Levavachinon. But you don't make a bracha of Leishav Basukkah. So now let's discuss a few things here. First of all, What would be the pshat in the Ikad Amri that it's sad that you do not sit in the sukkah on the eighth day? L'chayra, if it's a sofik shvi, sofik shmini, how you oika mitzvah deraisa of sukkah and don't sit in the sukkah? So Ritva speaks out that, of course, this whole Gemara is only talking about after we already know kviya diarcha, like as we really know the exact date of Yom Tov. The only reason in Chutzars we keep 2 days Yom Tov is al minigav esenu v'yadenu, since that's how they did it in the times of when they had the Mekadosh Beria, and the Chutzlars didn't know about the Riyah, they would have kept 2 days. So we keep on doing that. We keep 2 days Yontiv as Minigav Esenu. So there, the guy Minigav Esenu Yadenu, you could be Deichet. But the Shah is, why were they Deichet? Why were they Deichet then sitting in Sukkah? Right? It's Sveka Diyama. We keep all Sveka Diyama. So the answer is like this. Tosis really asks, why Taka don't you make a bracha? Why don't make a? The Taz didn't ask Kash. Why don't you bring a lulav also? Just like you bring a, you sit in a sukkah. Why don't you shake a lulav also? That's the question. Why don't you shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres? You sit in a sukkah. Why don't you shake a lulav? The Taz answers that it's muksa. It's muksa really a lulav. So misafik, we're not going to be over. So since it's muksa, it's very nicker that I'm taking it only with shei mitzvah, and that's a Stickle of bezoyin for Shmini Atzeres. You're taking muksa on Shmini Atzeres, so it's a minichah on Shmini Atzeres. But sitting in the sukkah, Zok Taisvis, is pam shesukasay areva alav. Sometimes it's enjoyable, the sukkah. Therefore, it's not a bezoyin in the Yom Tiv to sit in the sukkah. And the Ran says also that is the reason why you don't make a bracha of Leishav Vesukkah, because that was a zilzal Yom Tiv. It's a zilzal Yom Tiv. So the bottom line is, the reason why we sit in a sukkah, not lulav, is because sukkah is not a bezayin yontiv, because sukkah saya reva, but lulav is muksa, so it's a bezayin yontiv. And the Ran says that's also why you don't make a bracha on leishav sukkah, because that's a zilzal yontiv. The Ran actually asks, if making a leishav sukkah is zilzal yontiv, so how on the second day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz do we make the bracha of Sviras Oimer? Sviras Oimer is supposed to be in Chol HaMoed. So when you make a bracha Sviras Oimer on second day Yontif, it's a bezoyin Yontif, because you're showing that it's not really Yontif, it's really Chayil, it's really first day of Chol HaMoed. And for the Ran, two terutzim. One teretz is, since you don't say b'shas Kiddush, so it's not nikkur to stira so much. By Kiddush, if you say by Kiddush, like you say Yom Shmini Atzeres Chagaseh, then you say Leishav Asukah, so it's a stira, it looks like it's not really Yontif. But Mashiach is Sviras Oimer, you say later on, so therefore it's not a stira, it's one teretz. All the teretz is, he answers, that Sviras Oimer is the Araisa. So you're not going to push off the deraisa because zilzal yontif. Mashiach in here, the whole din sitting in the sukkah is only midrabanan. So that will be pushed off because zilzal yontif. That's what he said. Li'en sarach dekit l'kach. Sirius oimer yef sher l'tchoysa b'shum zilzal. M'shum zilzal. Kim di'adina b'kviya di'yarcha. Harei chiev b'sirius oimer deraisa. V'ein royush to'okar b'chosay. Av yeshiva sukkah b'shvi yisok b'shmini derabanan b'amu. Therefore you can push it off. Balk upon him, that's the Ran. But the Ran says, Zilzal Yontif, and also Tosfos also speaks out the difference between Lulav and Chsuk is Sukasa Areva. Therefore comes the Kavan Asana, and says, I'm already Gechidish over here. The Kavan Asana over here in the Rosh, in Sivkatan Zayin, says like this. It's a already Gechidish. It says, Omnom, this is on Shmini Atzalach, as you have seen in Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Zok the Kavan Asana, Omnom, Ba'isa Yoim, Eis Tzina, it's a little cold, or Ruch is a little windy, or Shum Shino Yavir. Ain min haroyu left of a sukkah b'yem shmini sabak shvi. He says you can't even, you're not even allowed to eat in the sukkah. Right, or areva, you're not allowed to eat in sukkah. So this is the pshat in the minig, what?
What does this word mean?
He's saying that if it's a little windy, or if it's any change in the weather, or if it's a little cold, he says, ain min haroyu, it's not proper to sit in the sukkah. That's what he says. So therefore, this is the makar for the minig of the Hasidim, not to eat in the sukkah, because the Hasidim lived in Poland and in Russia, and it was very cold there, and it was not kashmak. So therefore, if they sat in the sukkah, it would be a zilzal yontif, and therefore their minig was not to sit in the sukkah. So some say that since here in America, it's not so bad, the weather, so therefore they should sit in the sukkah, even if you have that minig, they should sit in the sukkah because they don't have that reason anymore. On the other hand, if it's not such nice weather, then maybe that you shouldn't sit in the sukkah, like the Kamasana says. If it's a little bit not comfortable, then they shouldn't, especially if they have minig, they shouldn't sit in the sukkah. The same type of machlokes is regarding sleeping in the sukkah. There's machlokes, the ma'aser. The ma'aser says you have to sit in the sukkah. Why shouldn't you have to sleep in the sukkah? The same halacha eating, so you sleep in the sukkah. So the goyin taka held, the gra held, you sleep in the sukkah. But others held. The others held. No, but talking about in Shmini Atzeres. What Shmini Atzeres? The Mishmur brings down that he holds you sleep in the sukkah. But the other paiskim in the Mishmur brings down says you do not sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So what's the reason? Because that's not something that you do stam azay. You only do it for sukkah, and that will be also a zilzal yontif. Therefore, he has machlekes if you sleep in the sukkah or if you don't sleep in the sukkah. Another machlekes is peiros. You should eat in the sukkah or not. He also brings down a lot of paiskim. Well, you should not eat peiros in the sukkah, because if you're eating peiros in the sukkah, that's showing I'm doing l'shem the mitzvah, and that's also a zilzal yontif. Those are all the nafkaminas. But upon them, that covers a lot of the sugya of Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Yechonon. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Yechonon. Omer Mizman b'Shmini Shachak. You say Shechionu on Shmini Atzeres. That means even though it's one continuous yontif, you have sukkahs and Shmini Atzeres, so maybe you shouldn't say Shech Yonu on Shmini Atzeres. No, you say a new Shech Yonu for Shmini Atzeres. But you don't say Shech Yonu on Shvi'i Shal Pesach, which is similar type of Yontif to Shmini Atzeres. It's the last day after Chol HaMoed, it's a new Yontif. But still, it's not a new Yontif. You don't make a Shech Yonu. You only make a Shech Yonu on Shmini Atzeres. You don't make a Shech Yonu on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. It's Negeya for Kiddush, it's Negeya for the Adlokas Neris, for the women who are Madag Neris. You don't make a bracha on Shvi'i Shal Pesach of Shech Yonu, on Shmini Atzeres you do. V'om Rav Levi V'achom, V'tem Rav Chom V'achnina, Teida, I'll bring you a raya that Shmini Atzeres is a new Yontif, it's not part of Sukkos. What's the raya? Sharei Cholok B'Gimel Dvarim, it's different than the rest of Sukkos, there are three things. First of all, the sukkah. There's no chi of sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And the only tzad before was a sveik at the yom, because it's a sofik. But on Shmini Atzeres, there's no din sukkah. The lulav, there's no din lulav on Shmini Atzeres. But nisach hamayim, there's no din nisach hamayim. Every day of sukkahs, they poured the water onto his back. Well, nisach hamayim, it was only on sukkahs, not on Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara says, V'ir Rav Yehuda, the Amar, beloig hayim anasech, kol shmoina. Rav Yehuda's shita is, it's in the Mishnah later on, that he holds that they... Two arguments in the Tanakhama, two things. Tanakhama said they did three lugum a day. He says one lug. And Tanakhama says only 7 days. He holds all 8 days. Even Shmini Atzeres did it. So then, Shmini Atzeres is chalak with two things, sukkah and lulav. Harei chalak with beizvar. So with tiny like this, Rav Yechonon is saying that there's a new din. Shmini Atzeres is a new yontif, make a shechi yonu. Why? Because it's chalak with three or two things. Either sukkah, lulav, and nisach avayim, only lulav, sukkah and lulav. Very the Gemara, Yachi, Shvir Shal Pesach also was different than the rest of Pesach. Yachi, Shvir Shal Pesach Nami, Yarei Cholok V'Achilas Matzah. There's no Chiyah V'Achilas Matzah on Shvir Shal Pesach. The Omamar, Laila Rishoy Nechoiva, the first night of Pesach, there's a Chiyah V'Ti Matzah. Mekam V'Eilach Roshosh, the rest of Pesach, it's only Roshosh, you don't have V'Ti Matzah. Even Shvir Shal Pesach don't have V'Ti Matzah. So you see, Shvir Shal Pesach is Cholok from the Yom Tov before. So the Gemara, two tainus. First of all, hachiyash the hasam melayla cholak v'yom ein cholak. First of all, even on the first day yontif itself, only at night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. By day, it's not. So, and the day is the first day of Pesach, it's sure Pesach. So Shvi'i Shal Pesach is the same yontif. Hacha fill miyom nami cholak. Mashenke by Shmini Atzeres, the whole first day of Sukkot, all the days of Sukkot actually are chayav lulav and sukkah, and here it's cholak. And Ravina Amar the other taina, the zeh cholak mishal fanof. The Shmini Atzeres is cholak from a Shana Rabba before that. But zeh cholak mishvayim fanav. This already, it changed already in Chol HaMoed. And Shalom, what was the Gemara's Havamina? What was the Gemara's Havamina that it's called challah because you don't have a chiyuv to eat matzah. You don't have to eat matzah the whole chalamoid. So the Sasemis talks about it. The way I understand it is like this. The only tzad to make a new shechiron is only if it's a new yomtiv. There's no tzad a chalamoid that became potter from matzah is a new yomtiv because it went down in Madrega. You became mutter in Malacha. It can't be a new yomtiv. But when it got the Shvi'a Shepesem, it came up in Madrega. It became Asr Malacha, or it's a new yomtiv, Yasr Malacha. So they say, no, since it doesn't have a din matzah, so then, right, so you can't say it gets a new Shechiyonu. But the Gemara Tanya is back, but no, it doesn't have to have matzah. You see, the first day yomtiv didn't have matzah by day, and you see, already matzah stopped before that, so maybe just that it became a new yomtiv, it became Asr Malacha, Shemi Chayiv Shechiyonu. So it's not a raya. So the Gemara's having it was that it's chaluk, but it's saying no here that since it's not chaluk, it's still the Gemara's having it was that since it's a new malacha, it's a malacha, and it doesn't have matzah, so it's chaluk. Gemara's saying no, it's not chaluk. Of course, first of all, the first day Yontav already had that type of thing, osav and malacha, and no matzah, and also the whole pachalmei had no matzah, so you can't say it's a new yontav. Rav Papa Amar, a different raya, that Shmini Atzeres is a new yontif, a different raya. Because Hacha Ksiv Par, and Hosom Ksiv Parum. He says, he brings a raya that Shmini Atzeres is a new yontif. Why? We know the Pari Achag, Amasmatim V'Holchim. That means the whole Sukkot, it goes starts with 13, 12, 11, 10. It goes down. The Parum they brought every day, 14 kvasim and 2 elim. That they brought every day. 14 sheep and 2 rams. They brought every single day. But the kvas, the parim went down and went down. When it came to Shmini Atzeres, it didn't go down. It didn't go to 6. It would have been 6. Because it starts with 13, 12, 11, 10. Goes all the way down to 7. And it didn't go to 6 on Shmini Atzeres. It went to 1. A par echad. So you see, it has nothing to do with the days before. It's a new yomtiv. If you look at the psukim in Parashas Pinchas, every day of Sukkot is attached to the one before. It's uba yoyim. Vav is a vav achibur. It attaches itself to the rest of the yontif. It says uba yoyim hasheni, uba yoyim hashlishi, uba yoyim ravi, uba yoyim hachamishi, uba yoyim hashishi, uba yoyim hashvi, ba yoyim hashmini. It says we had see klar, it's a new yontif. Which means at the end of the parasha of Hashana Rabba in Parash Pinchas ends off. It's before that. And this parasha in Parash Shmini Atzeres is Kemishpat. So Rashi learns like this. Kemishpatam means that Shana Rabbah is like the Mishpat of the rest of the week. Mishpat is a new thing. That's what Rashi learns. The only problem with that is that the rest of the Pesukim also say Kemishpat in the Parashah of Sukkos. So you have to say, because since it's Chalak from Shana Rabbah's words, let's match it. That's the end of the Yom Tov. Now we're starting a new thing. Tosfos actually learns that Hachakziv Kemishpat, and Kemishpatam is going on the whole week of Yom Tov. It says Mishpat, Mishpatam, that ends it off. And then Shmini Atzeres is a new Yom Tov. So, upon him, what's coming out right now is that we are saying that Shmini Atzeres is a new Shechayon. Why? Because it's a new Yom Tov. And we said a few different reasons. Either because it's Chaluk by three things, Sukkah, Luv, Mishchamayim. Or we said the reason is because it says it's a new, it's a par, it's not parim, it's not mismat v'hoyachim. Also, it doesn't say uvayoyim. And fourth pshat is, because it doesn't say kemishpat tom, it says kemishpat, we see it's a new yontif. Shmini Atzeres is a new yontif, and it's mechayiv v'shech yontif.